Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
This afternoon, we are speaking to Mr. P. Ndlovu, who is the vice principal of Blue Hills College. Mr. Ndlovu, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Are you well today?
Yes, I'm well. Thank you so much.
Lovely. Thank you so much. We're talking about career guidance programs this afternoon. And the career guidance plays a crucial role in helping individuals navigate their career paths by providing support, resources, and guidance in areas like self-assessment, career explorations, job search, and professional development, involving a wide range of activities aimed at helping people make informed decisions about their future careers and achieve their career goals. Now, please share with us, Mr. Ndlovu, what makes up a basic career guidance program?
Thank you for that question. That is coming at the right time when our young people are perplexed when it comes to career. You'll agree with me that most of our young people are generally interested in this, in court, I might say, interesting to hear career choices. Yet, on the ground, they find it difficult to navigate and exist in the ever-changing world.
Why are career guidance programs important for secondary age learners, and how do they impact future employment prospects?
Now, I think from the context of our case, we observed that once we expose learners into these career guidance exercises, they are open to choose careers which would be pivotal to their life and would also assist them to fit into the modern world. And it becomes important again to the future employers, in the sense that once learners are exposed to career choices, they are able to identify that they have potential employees who have been exposed and trained in these career guidance choices, because we invite universities who come with contemporary information that will guide learners, so that as they go on to choose careers, they choose a career which is relevant to the current economy, society, and the future.
Are they necessarily a foolproof measure to avoid making wrong career choice?
One might not measure to avoid making a wrong career choice because of the ever-changing times. Remember, there are careers that were everything back 2, 3, 4 years ago, but today they've vanished. So it becomes important to say, looking at the future, what is likely to happen? And in choosing the career, you have to be sound in making a decision in such a way that you can see the growth and demand of a certain kind of service, or maybe an experience that might be wanted. So in our case, we expose learners in a situation where they can assess and see how flooded, how in demand particular careers are.
Now, how does career guidance address the influence of parents and other family members on career choices and help individuals make independent decisions?
Well, I'm a parent myself. I have to say, I always look at my children and wish them to be engineers, to be doctors. But what we cannot take away from the guidance is that, grown up as I am, I would see that there are other careers that are mushrooming, which are contemporary and relevant in the world in which we are and in the world where we are going.
Yeah, yeah.
So you find that parents also get to unlearn the old style of saying, let me choose for my children a particular career. Because the learners are exposed to these latest types of careers which they can engage in and can make a life that is far much better than parents. And also with individuals, it assists in making independent choices in the sense that they are given an array of careers from the onset, and they know that if I go this route with this subject, I'll meet my career. If I don't do that, I'll land there. So it opens up the whole spectrum of career choices for both parents and young ones.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. Now, when is a great time for a child to be exposed to career guidance? Where it's never too early or too late?
I observed that, I'm sure even in your case, when you were a 4 or 5 year old, there's a career that you identified then, which enticed you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But as you grew, the world opened up, and then you took the path that you took. So I would say, if there's no particular age, let us just nurture what is there until a time when that thing in the child grows and opens its eyes and says, I wanted to be a teacher, maybe, but now I've decided to be a media personnel. So I'll say there's no specific time, but we need to nurture and expose our young ones so that as they grow, they see all the colors when it comes to careers.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Ndlovu, I just want to check then with you, because I've spoken to many a parent, being a parent myself. It's very rare and scarce to meet places that actually have an open space for career guidance for all and sundry to actually listen to that. What are some of the good career programs? What should a good career program do, and where are those?
Maybe we'll start with defining education in the basics sense. It is the transformation of behavior because of experience.
Okay.
So in trying to align that with your question, I would say you need to look at the demands. Because I think as individuals, our purpose is to serve the society and the world at large. So your career must not be confined to a small circle. It must be a career that which we will outreach, will allow you to grab the world and put it in your hands. That's my belief. Of career choices.
Okay.
Because we have some careers, if I may speak contemporarily, that have a ceiling.
Oh, okay.
When you push up, there's a ceiling. You cannot go further than this. But you hear of careers where you are demanded internationally. You may work in South Africa. You may work in Southern Africa. You qualify in West Africa. Qualify in all Africa. You qualify in Canada, Australia. Even Germany, they may call you and say, we need your expertise.
Now, is there a place or places where the parents who are listening can actually take their kids for career guidance?
Yes. We are privileged. We have our universities around us. I tell you, we have been in touch with some universities which present contemporary courses. Fine, we may settle for old courses which are still good, but I tell you, they are amazing careers from our university. If a parent hears that there is a school that invites a university for career guidance, or there is a university that has an open day for career guidance, without a fiber of doubt, they need to take their children there so that they get exposed. And parents must not be content, and they must not be afraid. I know there are some careers that highlight the peak, the epitome of contentment and some sort of security. But no, take this career, you'll be safe. It's always that thought that I think deprives young people to explore the career choices that they desire.
Beautiful stuff there, my teacher. He is the vice principal of Blue Hills College, Mr. Ndlovu, who has just spoken to us. Thank you, sir, for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lovely. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.